If you're a parent, especially a new parent, you want your child to have a future with stability, right? You also want to be able to provide for your child. Both these ideas involve wise guidance from you as well as a financial element. Now, the first is one we can either already possess or certainly learn. Second, for some, that could be quite a challenge, which, thanks to a recent announcement by the Trump administration, can become actually more accessible. They're being called Trump accounts and are designed to provide families with the foundation to begin building a financial future for their child. My first guest today joins us to explain how to gain access to this free money from the government, how they work, and what their actual potential just might be. He is a CNBC contributor, chief market strategist and partner at Cerity Partners, and author of the book, How to Ride the Subway, Getting Around on Wall Street and in Life. Jimmy Labenthal, thanks for coming back, Jimmy.
Hey, Chris. Great to be with you. Thank you.
Two websites. We got them on our homepage, jimmylabenthal.com and CerityPartners.com. So give us the lowdown on the Trump accounts. I mean, the hardcore foundation fact is it's $1,000. It's available to everyone with a child. What's the means of access, and are there limitations to this access?
Yeah, well, the best way to access these accounts is going to be to go through one of the major custodial firms, like a Schwab or a Fidelity, something like that. They will be well-versed in getting these accounts set up. But, Chris, I do want to stress the two main attributes, the two main benefits of this. One is the potential for free money, and I say the potential because there are, means tests. Not everybody gets the $1,000 contribution from the government, but to the extent that you can access that free money, hey, free money is good.
Sure.
The second thing, which frankly is more important because it's going to have a bigger impact over time, is the tax deferral. Very similar to IRAs or similar retirement accounts, you don't pay taxes on the investment gains in these accounts. Now, similar to an IRA, you do pay taxes when you withdraw money from the accounts. But given that that is going to be at least 18 years, if these accounts are funded just after birth, that's a long time in which the power of that tax deferral can build up. And it can be substantial. It can be a substantial amount of increased wealth by deferring taxes. So I really like this idea of these Trump accounts.
And, you write about this, too, in your book. It's actually opens the door to learning about investing, a concept that's foreign to so many people, compounding. I mean, these things, even if you don't touch them, you just take the $1,000 and let it sit there, it could be $3,000 to $4,000, depending on certain variables in how they're invested. And these are all safe platforms that the money is sitting on, right?
You know, I think it was Albert Einstein who said that the eighth wonder of the world should be compounding interest and compounding investment gains. Now, it's a little bit apocryphal whether Albert Einstein said that or not. Maybe it was Warren Buffett, whomever. But the power of compounding simply cannot be underestimated or understated. And for that reason, I do think it's wonderful. Now, you also pointed out, and by the way, Chris, thanks for mentioning my book and talking about it. I really appreciate that. The book is important to me. And the book is a lot of how to invest, which I do want kids to get into at an early age. I started investing at the age of 12, and I think it stood me very well over the decades since then. So I want kids to invest as well. The most important lesson I would want kids to get from these Trump accounts is not just the power of compounding, but the power of being in the markets for long periods of time. Not trying to time the markets, not trying to say, hey, this stock is expensive, this stock is cheap, or the market's expensive, the market's cheap. But just being invested over years and decades will show young kids that they can really make money in the financial markets.
And these certainly fit into really what is your long-time mantra, think long-term. You're not a fan of day traders or meme stocks or things like that or spur of the moment. You want people to, and there's certainly enough information available through annual reports and various other outlets to learn either before you invest or keep an eye on what you've invested in.
Chris, you've really got the feel, the substance of what I wrote about in my book. And again, thank you for that. I do very much believe in investing as a passion, and that passion can be expressed and should be expressed by really diving deep into the companies that you invest in. Opening up the 10-Ks, the annual reports, the quarterly reports, and figuring out what's making a company tick, what's making a good business, and how it's being reflected in a stock. By the way, and relevant to the Trump accounts, where it's not going to be individual stocks, but it's going to be market-based exchange-traded funds, you can do that same analysis on the macroeconomic factors that move the markets higher one way or the other. And by those, I mean things like economic growth, profit growth, the strength of the labor market, all these sorts of things. This is investing is a puzzle that is not only worthwhile putting together, but it's a lot of fun when you put it together, or at least I think so. And you're right, Chris, I very much believe in long-term and fundamental investing. My experience is that day traders, more of them by far fail than succeed, and it's a good way to lose money, frankly.
Jimmy Labenthal about the Trump accounts. He's a CNBC contributor, chief market strategist, partner at Cerity Partners, and author of the very informative and fun book. He also proves himself to be a subwaytologist in how to ride the subway, getting around on Wall Street and in life. JimmyLabenthal.com, CerityPartners.com, the respective websites, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. A lot of people were surprised that the platform, the stock investment platform Robinhood, is involved with the Trump accounts as far as their guidance or overseeing. Was that a surprise to you? Did that one catch you off guard?
Actually, not at all. Robinhood has done a very good job of tapping into the investor base, and in particular, the younger investor base. So it makes sense as a business strategy for them to try to get even younger clients, customers than they currently have. So it does make sense to me. And, one thing, I think there's been a reasonable knock against Robinhood in terms of their gamification of investing. Okay, I don't like that. However, what they have done is increased access to investing for customers, and as I said, particularly younger customers. I agree with that strategy.
And it's also for them to be branching out and expanding what they do is not a bad thing either.
Absolutely. They started out, it felt like to me when they started out, 5-6 years ago, it was a lot of meme stocks. It was a lot of cryptocurrency type of stuff. And now they're getting into real long-term investing. Robinhood's a real company. It's a real viable custodian.
Do you hope that these Trump accounts, it's great to dive further into stocks and ETFs, which for a lot of people are going to be a new concept as well. They always think of stocks as the individual, where ETFs provide a little more balance and protection. If one weakens, the others can strengthen, and you have a little more safety factor. But do you hope that the Trump accounts will compel people to look at other saving platforms like 529s or Coverdell ESAs, for example?
I love those investment vehicles that you just mentioned. And I love them for the same reason that I'm so positive on the Trump accounts, which is tax deferral. Let's leave aside, at least for the moment, Chris, the impact on the federal deficit when we forego taxes. But anytime the government gives you an opportunity to defer taxes or avoid them completely, as in the case of the 529 plans, you should leap at that. It is just such a wealth creator that you should leap at it as much as you can. And in fact, one of the things I advise young adults just starting out in the workforce is that they should maximize their IRAs or 401ks for this very reason. Now, there has to be a balance here. Of course, everybody has to have enough money to live in the present day first. But to the extent that you can maximize your contributions to any tax-deferred account, my advice is you take that.
No, without a doubt. And what Jimmy writes about, and I think will add to your confidence in going into what might be a new avenue for you as a parent who is now going to oversee your child becoming an investor directly or indirectly, if you can label that as whatever you wish. A couple of ideas he writes about that you should really grab onto and how to ride the subway is investigating and exploring. I mentioned about the wealth of information that's available for every investor of every level, and to explore and to realize, have a direction. And that's why the analogy with subways works so well, and he makes it work so well in How to Ride the Subway, getting around on Wall Street and in life. He's also a CNBC contributor, chief market strategist, partner at Cerity Partners, JimmyLabenthal.com, CerityPartners.com. Jimmy, always an education, and you make it so accessible and encouraging. We appreciate that, and thanks for being here.
I'm really happy to be with you, Chris. I enjoyed these conversations, and you're awfully kind to talk about the book. It's very important to me. I hope people will read and enjoy it. Thank you for mentioning it. Thank you.